Donald Trump is the rose. What is the ground? Okay, or another flower. What is the ground from which he emerged? Whiteness produced him. A certain sense of selfishness, a certain sense of self-importance, a certain sense of innocence, a certain sense of privilege that he fails to acknowledge. And the best of white culture has to war against the worst of white culture for us to embrace it. Because remember, Frankenstein is the name of the doctor, not the monster. So what produced this heinous manifestation we see of President Bannon, I mean, President Trump.
Many people refuse to admit that their own whiteness is a privilege. And you say, quote, the most radical action a white person can take is to acknowledge this denied privilege, to say, yes, you're right. What do white people not understand about what it means to be black in America?
White brothers and sisters don't see that they have privilege. They say, oh my God, look at you people who are politically correct now. You want safe spaces. Well, your white body is a safe space in a way that African American, Latino women's bodies are not. So what I'm suggesting to white Americans, I love you. I want you to engage in the introspection that you encourage everybody else to do, and then think about the privilege. The ultimate white privilege may be this. You encounter a police person and live to tell about it. Many people of color do not do that. Many people who are outside the parameters of what it means to be acceptable cannot have that engagement. So I'm saying there are many privileges that white brothers and sisters have, and if you acknowledge it, then we can figure out how to unmask that privilege and then to challenge it. Because I think Donald Trump, not to get back to him, but to be on him, Donald Trump is the manifestation, the very face of a kind of white refusal to grow up. This is the first toddler presidency. This is the inability to acknowledge the legitimacy of America as a great nation, and I think Donald Trump needs to help to account.